On Tuesday, at a hotel in Frankfort, which is a nice touch, Governor Beshear announced that Kentucky tourism had its best year ever. $14.6 billion in economic impact, 81 million visitors, nearly 97,000 jobs, fourth record year in a row.
And every one of those numbers is doing something slightly different than what it sounds like it's doing. Today, what's actually inside a tourism record? And why Lexington, the city that hosts the horses and pours the bourbon, somehow didn't grow at all? From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. First, the record is real. By the measure the industry uses, tourism impact has climbed four straight years, $12.9 billion in 2022, $13.8, $14.3, and now $14.6 billion for 2025. Visitors grew by about a million to 81 million.
Now open the hood, because impact is a term of art. Of that $14.6 billion, what visitors actually spent is $10.4 billion. Hotels, restaurants, gas, tickets, souvenirs. The other $4.2 billion is modeling. Economists at a consulting firm estimate how visitor dollars recirculate. The restaurant buys from the farmer, the hotel worker spends her paycheck, and add it to the headline.
Those multiplier models are the industry standard, and they're directional, not a checkbook. They assume every visitor dollar is new money and nothing got displaced. So the honest reading, Kentuckians sold about $10.5 billion of stuff to visitors last year. And the rest of the headline is an educated echo.
One more honesty note. The jobs number didn't set a record. About 97,000 jobs, slightly below the year before. The impact grew while employment stayed flat. Worth remembering whenever a billboard number stands in for a paycheck count.
Now the part that surprised us, Lexington's share. Fayette County's tourism impact for 2025 came in at $1.71 billion, supporting 11,800 jobs and about $134 million in state and local taxes.
Which sounds great until you put it next to last year. $1.7 billion, 11,850 jobs. The state's pie grew to a record. Lexington's slice sat almost perfectly still and actually shed a few dozen tourism jobs.
A record year you can't feel. About one of every eight tourism dollars in Kentucky lands in Fayette County, and that share held. But the growth happened somewhere else. Worth a real question to Visit Lex about why. And we'll get to Visit Lex in a minute.
Because the engines themselves are running. Start with bourbon. The Kentucky Bourbon Trail hosted 2.7 million visitors in 2025, holding at its all-time record. 80% of them from outside Kentucky, more than 60% earning over $100,000 a year. 11 new distilleries joined the trail in 1 year. It's about 70 now.
And here's the quietly remarkable part. Bourbon tourism held its record while bourbon sales are softening. The Distillers Association's own framing was, roughly, we'll take holding steady and strong any day of the week. People may be buying fewer bottles, they're still buying the pilgrimage.
Then the horses. Keeneland Spring Meet this year set an attendance record, 18,006 fans a day on average, edging a mark that had stood since 2012. With wagering from all sources up nearly 9% to $209 million. The two signature Lexington experiences are as strong as they've ever been.
And one sentence on the people pouring those experiences. Frontline tourism work, servers, cooks, housekeepers, typically pays in the $14 to $15 an hour range. We've covered what it costs to live here. We'll leave those two numbers next to each other and move on.
So what should a Lexington listener actually watch? The room tax, because that's where tourism policy touches your city government. Stay a night in a Lexington hotel and about 9.5% rides on top of the bill. Roughly half services the debt on the convention center renovation, and the rest funds Visit Lex, the destination marketing agency.
And Visit Lex wants more. there's a live proposal for a tourism improvement district, an extra 2% fee on the bigger full-service hotels, raising about $2.1 million a year, governed by a board that would be two-thirds hoteliers, spent on marketing and events.
Which lands an interesting context, because our own reporting earlier this year found VisitLex delaying the release of spending records amid questions about $284,000 in publicly funded staff bonuses, at the same time it was asking for the new fee. None of that is an argument against tourism. It's an argument that a record year is exactly when the receipt should be easiest to see.
$14.6 billion is a fine headline. The follow-up questions are better. Whose growth, whose wages, and whose oversight? That's Town Branch. The state released the Fayette numbers, the Bourbon Trail report, and the hotel fee proposal are linked in the show notes.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic and our scripts are drafted with AI. From Lexington Times reporting and the public record, then fact-checked before air. Sources for every episode at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.